Bezras Hashem, our halacha topic from Daf Kuf Yud is the taking of medication on Shabbos as well as vitamins. When are there, is it permissible? And the basic how, what, and whys of taking medication as emerged from our Daf. The Gemara, two lines into Kuf Yud Amid Aleph, said that when the Mishnah tells us on Kuf Ches, Kuf Tes Amid Beis, Kola Ochlin, all types of food one is allowed to eat on Shabbos, even if it is Lirafua, is coming to include even the eating of spleen, which had some features that were helpful for teeth, as well as beans, lebnei me'ayim. This is line in the Gemara, is referred to by the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Chaf Ches, Sif Lamed Zayin, in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kuf Yud Zayin. To understand it, let us review some of the basics that emerge from our Mishnah and from the Halacha, the Mishnah Kuf Tes Amid Beis, and what emerges from our Gemara as well in Kuf Yud Amid Aleph, through the context, the perspective of Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mechaber, Kol Acholim Umashkim Shehein Maichol Briim, all types of food and drink that are eaten by healthy people, Mutar L'Achol L'Shtosan Afal B'Shem Koshim L'Ktsas Dvarim, even if the eating and drinking of it will have a secondary harmful effect, umuchicha milsa, and therefore it's obvious to the refua of it, that the reason why you're eating or drinking it is for refua, afilu achishari, nevertheless it is permissible. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Kuf Yud Zayin, that the source is our Gemara. That even though the eating the spleen is not good for the intestines, but nevertheless he does it because he needs the medicinal purposes for his teeth, the halacha is it's permissible, as our Mishnah had told us, as brought it out in other places in Shulchan Aruch, that if he's doing it b'derech achila, and that is a achila and a mashke, that is what's referred to as machol briim, even though he's clearly doing it for medicinal purposes, if it qualifies as machol briim, then it will be acceptable. Our great Rebbe Rav Nevensal in his comments on Shulchan Aruch just fleshes out examples of Michael Briam, that if a person is drinking tea and the only reason he's drinking is because his throat hurts, or he's drinking coffee because he wants to, in Rav Nevensal's Hebrew term, l'chazek et hadofen, to strengthen his pulse, or he's drinking some type of cognac in order to distill pain from teeth, all of these are examples of Michael Briam, and it would be acceptable. That's what emerges from our Gemara, a few lines into the Y, two lines in, on Kuf Yom Yud Amid Aleph. Continues the Mechaber, V'chol she'eino machol umashke briyim. However, if it is not something that healthy people normally eat, so then you don't have the heter of the Mishnah on Kuf Tes Amid Beis. The Mishnah had told us that it's not an obvious refua because you're eating it derech achil and shtia. However, if it's not Maichel Briim, so then in such a case, the heter falls away. So also the achol v'lishtos refua. Then in such a case, it would be prohibited to eat or drink. There is a fascinating discussion in the poskim, what the status of vitamins would be. Clearly, taking medication, if an individual is not bedridden, in the end of the Mechaber and the Ramah, it's clear that someone who would be bedridden would be allowed to take medication. Of course, it goes without saying, pikuach nefesh, would be a mitzvah and a chiyuv. But, stam medication for a person who has what's referred to as a mechush ba'alma is prohibited on Shabbos because of the gzera of Shchikas Samimonim, and therefore pills would be prohibited except for someone who is severely sick. However, there's one pill which is not so clear, and that is a vitamin. How do we look at a vitamin? On the one hand, a vitamin is clearly not Michael and Mashke and would not be permissible based on the logic of our Mishnah. On the other hand, Ramesha Feinstein, in Arachayim Chelik Gemel, Simin Nun Dalid, argues that taking vitamins would be permissible on Shabbos. If I recall, Ramesh's reasoning runs as follows. The Isser of Refuah is specifically to take something that is there that will improve a person's health. However, if the person is healthy, then that's not included in the Gzeira of Refuah. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal is quoted in the Shmiras Shabbos Kehilchasa as having a different position, and this is how my great Rebbe, his Talmud, Rav Nevinzal, presents on his own on that Sif in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chav Ches Lamed Zayin. Rav Nevinzal comments that just like the Mishnah Berurah says that one is not allowed to eat something that is not Ma'echol Briim, Kedei Lechazek Mizko, to strengthen his comportment. It's hard to translate the word mizgo. So too, Rav Nevinzal writes, "Lefiza nira devitamon devitaminim asurim bidelekach shashmachla." That so too, vitamins would be prohibited. And the idea to suggest that it's not considered as if he's taking refuah, Rav Nevinzal is not convinced of Ramesh's argument, because the Mishnah Berurah says lechazek mizgo, to strengthen his comportment, even though if there's no particular sickness, is also problematic. Taking vitamins, how do you look at it? Do you look at it as it something that a person who's not sick is taking, or someone who could potentially be sick, lechazik misko, and therefore it's closer to refuah? Hence, Reb Shlomo Zalman is quoted that even if you're going to say that he's taking vitamins in the place of food and call it Michael Bereim, nevertheless, practically, a vitamin is not a normal Michael Bruin, and he's taking it lechazik es haguf, and therefore, Reb Shlomo Zalman held that the taking of the vitamins would be prohibited. So the bottom line is that Michael Bruin would be acceptable, and there is a big dion in the poskim. It seems that most do not claim that vitamins would qualify as Michael Bruin, because it doesn't seem to be Ochel, but it could very well be, according to Rav Moshe, it's mutter because it doesn't fall into category of refuah in the first place. However, Nevinzal from the Mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah, Lechazek Mizko, Mishnah Berurah seems to go in the direction that it, even vitamins would qualify as refuah, and therefore Rav Nevinzal, as well as we saw that his Rebbe Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, held that vitamins are prohibited. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic of medicines and vitamins on Shabbos.